Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim. What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least seven different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Right.
All right. You ready to get big?
Ready.
All right. The bigger show will be live in 3, 2.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening on this rainy August 1st morning, guess what? You're on point. The official
OPT Network.
Oh, yeah. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Friday morning, August 1st. I know. Already, it's August 1st. And parents and kids and teachers and administrators are counting down the last days of summer. I'm going to tell you what, it has wound down quickly, hasn't it, DC?
Absolutely, it has. It really has.
My goodness. Well, this August 1st, as we were driving in, getting here this morning, early this morning, it was raining hard.
Man, Carlette, let me say this right here.
I already
because,
know.
Because the OPT Cruiser is a Walker Mercedes-Benz ML320. And let me tell you something. It's a full-time all-wheel drive.
Oh, yeah.
And the rain means nothing to us coming up the road. It's like that baby's solid. It's heavy. And we're just blessed to have the OPT Cruiser to be here to come deliver you the messages that we do each morning.
Absolutely. Not to be mistaken as a marked vehicle, but rather a wrapped
vehicle. Wrapped vehicle, a company vehicle, a vehicle that has given us the type of exposure that we need. Of course, everybody can't afford one, but they should be able to.
Uh-huh.
But we just thank God that we're blessed.
Absolutely.
We're telling you, Walker Automobile is one of our key sponsors,
mm-hmm.
and they are the place, they're on point, and that's where you can get one of those Mercedes-Benz SUVs, or if you want to get a Honda,
mm-hmm.
a Buick,
mm-hmm.
a GMC, a Kia. You know, they've got a serious line of vehicles.
Absolutely. And you know what? Nothing feels safer in those bad weather, on those bad weather days. Nothing feels safer for you and for your family when you're driving in a vehicle that is strong and sturdy and can really take on the road. Now, speaking of strong and sturdy and taking on the road, many of you are taking on the road this morning. We need you to be strong. We need you to be sturdy. And most importantly, we need to make sure that you're staying engaged. I'm going to tell you, at one point after we got here, I peeped outside to see, and it started raining even harder. So it just depends on where you are in central Louisiana on how much rain you're getting. But so this is that morning, especially during bad weather, where you don't want to be on a mobile device. You want to make sure that you're watching out for yourself as well as others. We know it only takes a split second to lose control of a vehicle. Now, we told you earlier this week that young David Christmas was in driving class this week. So that's how our week has been spent. He has been in driving school. And it was really, really interesting to see and to hear all of the things that he is learning about being behind the vehicle. And I started thinking, you know, when we were in school, there was driver's ed, but it was pretty much, you took driver's ed. It wasn't mandatory. You took it if you wanted it, if you wanted to. And if you lived in a small town like what we did, we drove. We did. We drove without a license. I mean, heaven forbid we did that. And we didn't worry about driver's ed because you kind of just cut blocks. You went to the store, and that's just what you did in small town. And huh? They did have it at school, but I said it wasn't mandatory. You know, you didn't have to take it. And DC said he didn't take it either. But now all of the kids have to take either driver's ed or they've got to go to the driving school before they get their driver's license. And I think that it is just a great rule that they have put into place because the world has changed. When we were driving, there were no cell phones to distract us. There were no iPads and all of these things to distract us. So as you're traveling in this morning, we want to make sure that you use what we talk about every single morning. Use that progress rule. You don't have to be perfect, but you do have to get better. And that's what it's about. And you know what? It's a rule that we have learned to live by. It doesn't have to be perfect, but you do have to get better. And this is what we saw this week from young David Christmas. He's learning the rules. And once you teach your kids those rules or they're taught those rules, hopefully they will abide by them. They've shown them all sorts of videos of what can happen if they're not belted. Wear your seatbelt. Make sure that your seatbelt is on. You know, I saw an article, about a month or so ago where a teenager, you know, instead of her putting the seatbelt on, what she did was she fastened the seatbelt so that the dinging sound would stop and just kind of sat on top of it. Well, she got into an accident and was killed. So what kids have learned to do is they've learned to do little things that will, they think will help them to beat the system. Well, you know what? It is important that we all understand and try to follow the rules of the road and that we try to have a tolerance and a humility for others on the road. And sometimes it can be so frustrating, especially if you haven't given yourself enough time to get there safely. So what we always say about that is that if you're on time, you're really late. And early is really on time. Because if you're just simply on time, then that means you're running. You're running to make sure that you get there. But if you're early, then you really have enough time. And so if you start to, and you may not be able to do it today. Today is a new day. But maybe tomorrow or Monday, you can get better. And these are just things, and DC tells me all the time, he said, Carlette, you got to be thinking ahead. And you may be one of those people like me who you just think about what you got to do for the next thing. You're not thinking five or six steps up the road. You're just thinking about, okay, what do I need to do for this second, this minute, the next hour? And that's all you can think about. But as we open up our minds to thinking differently and learning, that's how we get better. And that's the impartation that we got to start making into our kids. So, you know, I told you guys, just on another note, talking about Young Deuce Christmas, because I am so excited. We took the video game out of the house, and we said, you know what? You're not engaging enough. You're not focused enough. You're no longer observant enough. And what we did as parents is we looked at his behaviors, and we looked at the effects that all of that screen time was having on him. Now, for many people, school starts, for us, for our son, school starts on August the 11th. But for most schools, I believe in Rapides Parish, they start on the 12th, a day after. And the date is varying, but it's somewhere in there, depending on where you live and what school district you're in. But this is just fruit for thought, parents. Now might be a really, really good time to back those kids up from all of the TV, all of the screen time. Because what we saw over the summer is that it has taken some time for him to really deflate, so to speak, from the video games and from all the television and to really start to renew his mind. And the only way that that happens is that parents, we have got to set some standards for our kids, and then we have to let them know that as we set standards, they must, too, set standards for themselves. And I know it's tough because the first thing that kids say, I'm bored. Well, you know what? Once they get past that boredom, and they know that you're not playing. And we didn't just say unconnect. We took it completely, DC took it completely out of the house. And we've seen a huge difference, haven't we, DC? We have seen a young man just come to life.
Yes, we have.
You know, and you said yesterday, you said the change is just, I mean, it, It's remarkable.
It's very noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's not just waiting to get to the game, and it's just, I think he was so consumed with it that he wasn't focusing on anything else. And on his free time, we were allowing him to do what he wanted.
Right.
And I think he just couldn't wait to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, it had become an idol.
Mm-hmm. Always anticipating anything that he did. And what we started seeing was that he wasn't using the full capacity of his intelligence, that he wasn't using the smarts that we knew that he had because he was too busy worrying about when was going to be the next time he could play the video game. And they come into where you are, and they engage for a few minutes, and then they go back. Well, you know what? We're purposing in our heart that this year is not going to just be a good year, but it's going to be a great academic year. And when we teach our kids to set goals, then they will understand that when you set goals, it gives you something to aim high for. And that we have expectations for our kids, and we can't depend on anybody else to do that for them. We have to do that for them, and then we have to encourage them to do that for themselves. And we have said to him, you know what? If you don't know where you're going, how on earth can you get there? If you don't know where you're going, there's no way to get there. And then if you just start out and you just start going, you could end up anywhere. So setting standards this morning as we roll into a new month, and then before you know it, we'll be saying, my goodness, is it Christmas break already? Well, you know what? If we start out right and we purpose in our hearts and we make a decision, then everybody is better. And so just fruit for thought as we're getting really close to school. I know a lot of you, yesterday we did all of our school shopping, uniforms and all of the things that we need. And we're saying, wow, where did the summer go? Well, time is waiting for no man, no woman, no girl, no boy. So we got to get to it. We got to get to the business of taking care of business. And you know what? That's just a thought that we wanted to leave with you this morning. Start your morning off. Just start you thinking differently. You know, I don't know about you, but in our family, this year is going to be better than last year. And it's not going to just be that we're talking about it. We're going to be about it. And we're starting even before we send our son into the doors of the school. We're starting, well, we started this summer, midsummer. We said, you know what? We have got to be the change that we want to see in our kid. Not somebody else. We have to do it. And once we take on that responsibility, then our kids are better. Our schools are better. Everybody is just better when we do that.
Absolutely.
What are you tickled about over there?
Well,
I don't want to preach this morning.
Yeah. No, I'm feeling really good. I mean, I feel rejuvenated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my voice is coming back.
It
you know,
is.
I've been talking so much
mm-hmm.
in the last 10 days. It's like my voice has just gone away. Young Deuce Christmas is coming along just great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, and really, since we pulled that video game, it's like he's attentive now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like he's just, you know, he's becoming himself, and his personality is we see it coming back
mm-hmm.
in, and it's something to see. And you know, taking the video game from him was hard because we know he likes it,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, we have to teach him how to become a man and teach him how to control himself, you know, and to know that you just can't do anything to people and do anything. It just can't be all about you all the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, in the spirit of everything that we've been doing this week, you know, and we've been doing a lot.
Right.
In trying to right some wrongs and just, you know, call some things out, you know, and not just around us, but with us, and you know, being able to say when we're wrong, you know, looking at ourselves.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just this whole process is, it really lets you know you're alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, and so that's why also in in conjunction with the show that we do here, our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten. And Colette, I'd like for you to speak to our community, because that's our mantra. You know, it's our
mission.
And so I think a lot of people has confused the enlightening part. Now, what I'd like for you to do is give, because I want to go on the record.
Right.
As to what we said when we first started this show.
Right.
What we were going to do, what our goal was. And so I think a lot of people know we encourage and we uplift.
Right.
The enlightening part, I think, because sometimes it's a little tough to enlighten you about others. Some people get it twisted and think that we're doing something more egregious versus just putting the truth out there. Because everybody knows who's been listening to us that we really are about truth.
Mm-hmm.
We really are about truth. So
absolutely.
Go ahead and give them a.
Well, we've been doing a lot of really soul searching this last week or so, and really looking at what we are doing and why we're doing it, and the mission to encourage, uplift, and enlighten.
Right.
And in that enlightenment, really, though we've never enlightened where it comes to a point where people may be uncomfortable.
Right.
But the very word enlighten means to come out of darkness and into the light, to reveal things.
Right.
To teach knowledge, to impart information, to tell the truth.
Absolutely.
And we have said on this journey that truth is wonderful, and we all really want truth.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? I have sat here and said more times than I can remember that the truth, though it does make you free, the word tells us,
right,
it's hurtful.
Absolutely it is.
And it's painful until you can really deal with that.
Absolutely. And most of the people who know us, they know we've been very public on this microphone.
Absolutely.
You know, we've told things about ourselves. You know, there's things that's happened between Carlette and I. You know, we've been married for 24 years and we're not even 50.
Absolutely.
You know, we're not, you know, we've been married 24, we've been together longer than we've been, you know, on the planet.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, more years on the planet we've been together than the other few years, because we were really young when we got married. And we were together since junior high.
Absolutely.
So we really don't know life without each other. So,
sure.
You know, we understand how important it is to be transparent, upfront, honest, and open about all things pertaining to all areas of our life.
Absolutely.
And so when people, you know, try to call our integrity into question, of course, you know, first of all, you know, we take umbrage to that.
For sure.
You know, we're not just the type of people, we're just going to let you say some things and we're going to let it go. That's just not what we do. That's not how we do it. So we felt that it was important that folks know that the enlightenment part, sometimes it can be a little bit difficult. Also, I want to also let people know, because I said this yesterday, Carlette, that we are going to be doing some other things with our website.
Right.
Which means that we're going to be getting off into some other areas of
enlightenment.
Yeah, well, you know, we're going to uplift, encourage, and enlighten, but we're going to start doing some fact finding.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to do is we're going to let you know from this microphone when we've unearthed something, you know, when we figured something out that we feel you need to know. And all we're going to do is have you go, because like I said, we get thousands of hits on our Facebook from around the country, because, you know, from around the country, because we've had so many different people on this show. You know, some of the big people we've had, Dr. Oz, the First Lady of the United States of America, the Surgeon General has been on a couple of times.
Absolutely.
The advisors to the president. We've got White House clearance here. Sometimes we do interviews where they have to call the radio station 2 and 3 hours every day just to make sure that the phones are not distorted
right. In
any kind of a way. So, you know, we've had Andrew Young. You know, we've had some of the finest leaders in the world. You know, Dr. Maya Angelou.
Absolutely.
You know, we've had, Carlette, I mean, there's so many people. And really, if you go to our website, you'll see, you know, and so countless authors and things of that nature. So, like I said, I think you know, when we go away from what we've been doing the last 6.5 years just a little bit, mm-hmm. it seems like everybody's become so accustomed to the routine that we do, it tends to throw you off slightly. And we know that sometimes it's tough. It's hard to say things, you know, we have to say it. But if we're going to say the truth about ourselves, if we're going to say what, you know, is true,
right.
you know, we're going to say the truth about everything. And so for that, what we're going to do is so that everybody will be okay with it. We're going to start using our website in that way, and we're going to start leading you to the website for the information that we're going to do in the fact-finding. Plus, I've been in contact with the Griffon people. I'm looking at starting to go on other programs to talk about some of the things that people are saying. You know, of course, Moon Griffon is one of the is the largest talk program that I know in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's on 14 different stations. He's all over the state, plus he's in Texas, Mississippi, and Arkansas. You know, and there's, you know, claims of people being big and all that. And really, I think a lot of deceit has been going on. And we're about to start exposing some things. So, you know, you're going to start seeing some sides of us that you've not seen. Okay. And so it's a lot going on, folks. And we just wanted to kind of let you guys know that, you know, the program is going to become even more interesting. You know, of course, y'all know we don't deal in a whole lot of controversy. Some people breeds in that. And what we believe that it just doesn't take a whole lot of talent to make a lot of mess.
Right.
You know, a mess is sort of like this. This is how I look at it. When you're driving by a car wreck where about 8 people have been dead, you can't stop looking at it, but you're sorry it happened.
Right.
That's, to me, that's what that controversy is. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't really... I don't have the talent to have you listen with information, you know, programming that has integrity. And we've gotten a lot of calls from a lot of you guys speaking about the integrity that we have. And we appreciate that.
Absolutely.
We really do, Carlette. We appreciate that. We know that, you know, you guys are in check and intact and you understand and appreciate what it is that we do here. And we just want to give a big heartfelt thank you before we head off to that weekend.
Absolutely. And a great weekend it's going to be. I tell you, there you go. You know, you got to keep evolving. If you don't keep evolving, if you don't keep growing, we've said it many times, then you become stagnant, like old dirty water. And we don't want to become stagnant. But
Old dirty water is wonderful.
Old dirty water.
Yeah.
I tell you one thing, we're super excited about switching gears. Mrs. Sarita Jakes is going to be our guest this morning, and we are looking forward to the conversation, the sage wisdom that we know that she's going to bring. And we're going to be doing some things this morning, always finding what, you know, what positive things that people are doing around the world and right here in our own backyard. Well, it's now 4 minutes after 8 local time, 4 minutes after 9 Eastern. And you're on point. This segment is sponsored by attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. He's been serving the people of Central Louisiana. He does it with passion. He does it diligently. And I'm going to tell you, he does it with so much expertise, always giving that commitment to excellence. So if you're in need of an attorney, attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been in this community practicing. He's been here his whole life, but he's been practicing here since 1989.
Three generations.
And you can connect with him at 318-487-9537. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, Hixson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hixsonhasit.com. State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team can help you with home, auto, and life insurance. 318-487-1881. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart, always dedicated to excellence. Amerigroup Real Solutions, J&J Exterminating, and Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. We're going to get a break here, everybody, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show. And
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or Pioneer Louisiana Travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just a buck.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nacho.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. You know, I was thinking how man evolved and how awesome we are to be a male man, the man, the male man, not the female man, but the male man. One of the great things in studying us is when God created his universe, his world, and man, he looked, and God said man was good. So if God said we're good, don't let nobody tell you we're not good. God created us, and there was nobody else to ask but God, so God said we're good. And then he gave us a job. So the man had a job before he had a wife and a family. He worked. God watched him work. He was productive. He identified things. He's so smart. He named things. Whatever he named it, it still is. And then after man learned to work and be responsible, God gave man a woman. He didn't give him another man. He gave him a woman. And the fun with that is, we say, well, how did Adam know Eve was a woman? The mental picture is when Adam woke up and saw that beautiful object standing in front of him, he didn't say woman. Adam hollered, wow, man. And so he dropped the hole, you know. He was shocked to see what he had never seen before. So he hollered, wow, man. And as Adam evolved, as man evolved, remember this for me, man, that we are responsible for everything in the universe. When God created it, he gave it to him. He gave man a world with everything in it and said, you're responsible. You're responsible. Identify that. Work, work, learn, work. And what I've discovered, if a man does not know he is a real mailman, he become what the people in another generation would call breath and britches. So the shortage of the mailman in America and in the world is the shortage of us having understanding of who we are. So when we don't know who we are, we're trying to be something that we are not. And too many mailmen are trying to be something that they're not. So when I come along, they said, you're just lesser than a man. So our next work is going to be to help us discover our purpose in life, who we are, and let the boys know that there is a man in every boy and there's a boy in every man. This has been another OPT, Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joyce Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show. And
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, it's August 1st. It's Friday. And if you're traveling in, we want to remind you to make sure that you stay engaged. It's 14 minutes after 8 local time, 14 minutes after 9 Eastern time. Now, we have been talking about Mrs. Jakes, the first lady of the Potter's House, oh, I don't know, for at least the last month. And so this morning, it is our great pleasure to have Mrs. Jakes join the OPT Network. For those of you who may not know Mrs. Jakes, and I'm sure that's very few, but there might be one or two people. Let me just share a little bit about Sarita Ann Jakes. Well, she has been involved in Christian ministry all of her adult life, and she has served alongside her husband, Bishop T.D. Jakes, who we have welcomed to the show on a couple of occasions already. We have had their daughter, Sarah Jakes, and they are working as a family in ministry to be the change that they want to see in people's lives. Now, throughout Mrs. Jakes' marriage, she has worked with her husband in ministry. And in addition to raising 3 sons and 2 daughters, she's also assumed an active role at the Potter's House of Dallas, where her husband serves as senior pastor. Now, First Lady Jakes is in demand by women's groups and organizations nationwide, as well as a speaker that is celebrated around the world. And she talks about issues concerning marriage and family. And she has written an incredible book. And this morning, we're going to open up some issues concerning her new book. The book this morning that we're talking about is Sarita Ann Jakes, The Princess Within, Discovering Your Royal Inheritance. Mrs. Jakes, good morning, and welcome to your very first time to the OPT Network.
Oh, it's my honor. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, this is what we like to talk about on the OPT, Mrs. Jakes. We're always interested in how ideas are conceived and then how they're birthed. And with the book, The Princess Within, I want you to talk about the conception and when you really got this in your spirit that this was something that you needed to write for young women.
Well, I think that it was a clarion alarm that came not just from my heart, but from the heart of my publisher and my literary agent that said we needed to speak into the hearts of young girls and young teens that are being oppressed with the media images and the viral images that portray femininity in a somewhat derogatory sense, and we wanted to be able to whisper and not yell into the hearts of our young girls that they don't have to succumb to peer pressure or the demeaning imagery that they see or even the aftershock, unfortunately, of traumatic experiences that a lot of our young people have been subjected to through the school shootings and gang rapes and drugs and being seduced into a world that they are not prepared for. But if they learn through those whispers that we that love them say that they are uniquely designed and that they are imperfectly perfect and God loves them regardless of what they've gone through. And so in order to reach that age demographic, we decided that we would have to appeal to all of their senses. We'd have to give them something to listen to, an opportunity to write, an opportunity to read, and we have to convince them, unfortunately, that they're strong and beautiful and capable of finding themselves and their unique selves. And despite their family issues or low self-esteem, we wanted to give them some spiritual wisdom. Mm-hmm. And so we did the music, we did the quizzes, the journaling, the book. We just tried to incorporate each chapter into its own vignette of experiences so that the girls would readily identify with it.
You know, I think that out of all the books that I have read, it's probably one of the most comprehensive books for young women. And as I was reading the book, I really wondered how you felt personally when you decided that you would unearth things that you had written to your secret keeper. And we'll talk a little bit more about what that secret keeper is. What was that like for you going back and reading or going back and looking at what you had written when you were a young girl?
Oh, it was deja vu and sometimes very cathartic because I'm still often overwhelmed with some of the same emotions that I experienced as a young girl because in my dedication I stated that there's a woman inside every girl and then there's a girl inside every woman. And some of the things that the dilemmas and feelings that I had as a girl, they have just matured into the same feminine objectivity that we face, whether it's self-worth or now you, as an aged person, you wrestle with sicknesses that make you question your aloneness. And so I realized that the secret keeper doesn't change and that I still need to be able to rest in him and know that regardless of my circumstance, he's always there to support me.
Were you apprehensive when you decided, you know what, I'm going to take out some of my own personal things that I had written? Were you apprehensive about really exposing that?
I do believe that transparency is necessary for healing. Mm-hmm. I think that things that are hidden don't heal well. And so I took a risk and decided to cast my pearls so that other women would know that despite the rung of the ladder that you've attained, you still have your personal demons that you wrestle with. And I think through transparency and honesty, it makes me a common denominator that says that I haven't arrived, and I'm not going to burn the schoolhouse down because I'm still learning. But I wanted to share with them that whether you're eating baked beans or filet mignon, the consistent thing in life is your spiritual connection with the Lord. And then you take that relationship that you have with Him and you extend your arm to the sister to your left and to your right and ask them to come along with you. And that's what I strive to do every single day, reach in front of me to grab a hand, reach behind me, and then always reach up and connect us all.
I thought it was so powerful. And, you know, I've asked your husband on the occasions that we talk, and what it said for me is that people see that you have arrived, so to speak, in this place. But it showed, as Maya Angelou said in our last conversation, it showed so much of your humanness. And for that, I mean, I was just grateful to be able to see that and for you to be able to share that with all of the people that will read that book.
Oh, indeed. I always say that we're ordinary people who've been given an extraordinary opportunity. And it's not something that we sought after, but that God favored us. And from the coal fields of West Virginia to the rolling plains of Dallas, Texas, we've never forgotten that it's He who began the good work, and He's faithful to perform it. And so through the Princess Within for Teens, I wanted to leave stones, a roadmap for the next generations and for my daughters and my granddaughters to let them know that we didn't do this by ourselves and that when we passed through this journey, that God was holding our hands. And so often our young girls feel through social media that they found friends and the competitiveness to be the best dressed or the best photoshopped person on the radar is so self-degrading sometimes. And every girl needs to realize that she's unique and that she's got a purpose. And I wanted to let this next generation know that they can do all things, but only through God and their inheritance as a king's daughter, and that they are royalty.
Absolutely. And we're going to take a break here, but before we go to break, I just want to encourage all of those mothers and grandmothers who are listening that this is a conversation that is absolutely on point, especially as girls and young women are headed back to school. This is about embracing and being able to love yourself. This is a conversation that every girl and every woman needs to be on point for. We're going to get a quick break here. Mrs. Sarita Ann Jakes, the First Lady of the Potter's House, is our guest. Mrs. Jakes, we're going to get a break, but we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. Conversation at a time.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetites and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Already 29 minutes after 8 local time, 29 minutes after 9 Eastern. Mrs. Sarita Jakes is our guest this morning. Her book, Sarita Ann Jakes, The Princess Within for Teens, Discovering Your Royal Inheritance, is what the book is entitled. And you know, this morning's conversation is really so apropos for every girl and every woman. And really, it's about being able to love ourselves and being able to trust a source that is greater and higher than ourselves, and coming into the enlightenment and the understanding of the truth. And so you talk a lot about the secret keeper. Tell us really what that is.
The secret keeper in my first edition of The Princess Within was my journaling, discussing some of the experiences that I had as a young girl through college, through young adulthood, prior to marriage, after marriage, just to let them know that Cinderella in real life does sit in embers and is surrounded by ashes, and often her dress is soiled and her memories are tainted, and that there are people that are yelling at her, telling her who she isn't and what she can't be, and trying to steal her inheritance. And my secret keeper was the person that I knew wouldn't tell anybody, that when I walked into a room that I was petrified, or when I got on the school bus, that the belittling that the people did to me did affect me. And it was my way of praying out loud, talking out loud, laughing out loud, and letting the women that read the book at the time know that through prayer, I've discovered that my secrets no longer cause me shame, but they actually are scars turned into stars. And that's when I started writing to my secret keeper and praying. And with the girls in the new edition, the teen edition, who journal or try to express how they feel in 140 characters or less, I wanted them to know that there's somebody that you can talk to all night. And despite the fact that often in public schools they say you can't pray, prayer is a way of life. It's not a set-aside time. I'm praying right now. And it's not the these and thous and those. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just have to say, Lord, help. Or just the simple mention of his name and he's there. And whether they're being bullied or whether they're being actively pursued by a young man that they declare is Prince Charming and they'll die if they don't get him. Mm-hmm. They've got to learn before they can give themselves to anyone. They have to submit to the fact that they're intended to be princesses. And in the animation world, there's so many types of princesses. So throughout the book, they have quizzes and are relatable terms where they get to talk about which princess are you? Mm-hmm. Are you Tiana, are you Snow White? Mm-hmm. And it lets them be girls again, mm-hmm. even though they've faced adult situations, a lot of them.
And so I thought it was really interesting, Mrs. Jakes, why you did use sort of the metaphor of the princess, especially when so many girls, as you've already said and written so eloquently in the book, but not only eloquently, but you really meet young women where they are with the verbiage that you used, you know, just the whole way that it was written. But in so many ways, girls don't feel like princesses. Why did you decide to use the paradigm of the princess?
I think that our society has been bombarded with images of women that have had to be tough and leathery and strong, and I applaud that, but there's also a side in every woman that's pure lace. Mm. And I wanted to appeal to that femininity that seems to have gone out of style, that grace to be feminine and flowery and carefree and whimsical and dream of happily ever afters. And our girls, unfortunately, have been involved in drugs and alcohol, and the foster systems are running over from children that have been sexually abused in their own homes. And I wanted to appeal to the softer side of the girls that has been buried up under adult cares, mm-hmm. and take the tennis shoe, the sparkly tennis shoe on the cover, mm-hmm. and the iPod with the earbuds, the grunge of the tennis shoe, and merge it mm-hmm. with the grace of the crown.
Mm. That is powerful.
The grace of the crown. You know what? This is a conversation, ladies, that we have got to have with our young girls. We have got to find a way to snatch our girls back and to bring them back to a place of self-love, being able to love themselves and not having to determine that love by media images, by what size they're wearing, by how they look, by what their hair looks like, by what their skin color looks like, but being able to love themselves, teaching them that they are fearfully and wonderfully created. This is an important conversation. I'm going to say it every time I open up this microphone. It's important for girls, but it's also important for women. We all, as a gender, have to get back to a place of loving ourselves. And you see, it's not until we learn to love ourselves, I mean really love ourselves, that we will be able to love each other. Sarita Jakes is our guest. We've got to take a break. The book is called The Princess Within, Discovering Your Royal Inheritance. This segment, sponsored by attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office, practicing in Central Louisiana for 3 decades, been here. He's been practicing since 1989. He does it with a spirit of excellence, diligence, and passion. You can connect with attorney Roy, 318-487-9537, attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Solo Productions captures your precious moments, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. The number to phone, 318-581-9106, or www.solophotoproductions. McDonald's of Central Louisiana, I'm loving it. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action, providing resources and networks needed for success. Also, don't forget about Daryl's Auto Service, trusted in this community for more than 35 years. They're located at 6304 Masonic Drive, 318-443-5741. No job is too large or too small. Mrs. Sarita Jakes is our guest. We're going to take a break, but we're back with more right after this.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a Tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a Juicy McDouble Burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through 3 decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the biggest show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:42 local time, 9:42 Eastern. Our guest this morning is Mrs. Sarita Ann Jakes. Her book is called The Princess Within, Discovering Your Royal Inheritance.
Now, you talk about all of those adult things. And as I was reading the book, I thought a lot of girls, and even when I went back into my own life, and you look at the shame that every girl that is now a woman and every girl that's now a young girl goes through some sort of shameful event in their life. How do we help moms, help young girls to understand that that's what they did or that's where they were, but that's not who they are?
And you know what? We have to. As I did in the book, give them an opportunity to write their vision and write it and then read it and read it again and then do it and do it again and then they become it. And we know that repetition is one of the highest forms of ingraining information, and it's also the way habits are developed. So anything that you do over and over eventually becomes a habit. And so if that's so in the negative, so it is in the positive. If we have an opportunity to continually speak positively to ourselves and surround ourselves with people that speak positively to them and in our ears, no matter what age, I mean, even during this interview, just interacting with you, we'll walk away and we'll talk and we'll think and we'll remember, and things are kind of popping up in my mind as I talk to you about shameful situations. But also, shame is a verb. And people shame us, and we shame other people. We won't let them rise above what happened to them or who their parents were or how they died or their lifestyle or anything. So we have to learn how to take the word shame and turn it into shine. And, you know, we have to, and I'm just weary and concerned as a mother and now as a grandmother that our princesses are dying in their own shame.
And I wondered, as I read that, that's such a deep thought, I wondered how people, women, who have not been able to get beyond their shame can help other young women. And just really, I love the whole transparency and the whole truth. And I love the parts in the book when you wrote about truth and owning your truth and not really being able to totally heal until you really are set free by your truth.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'll just say us, we older princesses have got to let it go. We're going to take our secrets to the grave, and we're going to have a child wailing at the grave with so many unanswered questions. And my grandma used to say, you sell some and you keep some. And so anything that's going to help change the way a young lady thinks about herself and that she's not what she does, but she can change who she is, and she is the precious daughter of a king. And through our shame and our inability to share our testimonies, they're devaluing themselves because they think that her worth is based on her performance and not on who her Heavenly Father is. And her value is inherited and unconditional, despite the shame, no matter what age we are. And at my book signing at the Potter's House on Sunday, for the Princess Within for teens, I thought, oh, yay, I had on my sneakers and my T-shirt, and I thought, I'm going to get to, you know, interact with the teenagers. There were as many women in the line. And I looked up and I said, well, who is this book for? And they would say, it's for me, with tears in their eyes, because no one told me that I didn't have to wallow in my shame. No one even told me. And I wish that someone had written a book like this for me when I was this age. But we were from that era, what goes on in this house
stays in this house.
And so now we've got little girls trapped in women's bodies, in their stilettos and in their professional uniforms and on basketball courts and law, in courts of law with these tainted, dark, dirty secrets. Cinderella's still got smut on her Louboutins, and she doesn't know that she doesn't have to walk in guilt or shame because who the sun sets free is free indeed. And we have to keep saying that to ourselves, yes, but particularly to this next generation.
Absolutely. And so, Mrs. Jake, Sunday, when you did your book signing at the Potter's House and you had so many women that were buying this book for themselves, what did that do for you? How did that make you feel?
I clung to their hands. I mean, I took their hands and I said, we're going to be okay. And despite the makeup and despite the dress, I saw the little girl. You know, the only thing that doesn't grow on our bodies are our eyes.
Wow.
And the eyes are the windows to the soul. The size of our eyes at birth, unless we enhance them, remain the same until the grave.
Who knew?
And the eyes are the windows to the soul. So I looked beyond the graying hair or the wheelchair or the oxygen mask, and I saw that little girl.
Wow. Mrs. Jakes, let me do this. We're going to get a break here. But what an incredible conversation this is. Who knew that the eyes never grow? Now, we do know that the eyes are indeed the windows to the soul. We've got to protect our eye gates, but most importantly, we've got to protect the hearts of our young women. And we've got to let them know that what God created, He created with a purpose and a passion. And it's beautiful just because He said it was beautiful. This conversation is so compelling. And this is a book that every girl and every mother must read. Again, it's called The Princess Within for teens. It's not just for teens. It's for us, as Mrs. Jakes, as you put it, it's for us older princesses as well. Boy, what a great conversation. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. He's a third generation lawyer here in Central Louisiana, and you can connect with him by phoning 318-487-9537. the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, you can stay and play in the parish. That's Avoyelles Parish. St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. Don't forget about their new clinic, Incarnate Word Community Clinic, serving our community. You can walk in or you can phone for an appointment, 318-448-6800. They're at 3351 Masonic Drive, right across from Cabrini Hospital. State Farm agent Kyle Wolf, serving Avoyelles Parish. Home, auto, and life insurance, also banking, 318-346-6695. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more after this.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim. What's wrong? He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCU.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. It's a credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors,
and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket.
Whatever you're craving, I got it.
You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Okay. The Tasty McChicken Sandwich for just a buck.
Okay, how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the biggest show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, it's 8:58 local time, 9:58 Eastern time, and what a wonderful conversation that we are honored and blessed to be having with Mrs. Sarita Jakes. For all of those who are listening and have daughters and are women who are challenged and struggling with low self-esteem, you know, sometimes it's hard to admit those things to ourselves. Sometimes we mask all of those things in an effort to make others think that we have it all together. The book, again, is Sarita Ann Jakes, The Princess Within for Teens, Discovering Your Royal Inheritance. And, you know, we just want to really, really encourage people that this is a book that we all must read. So, so all-encompassing. So, Mrs. Jakes, we're just about out of time. I know you've got so many amazing things coming up. First of all, I want you to tell people how they can get the book, Sarita Ann Jakes, The Princess Within for Teens, Discovering Your Royal Inheritance. Tell people how they can get the book.
Well, I'm excited that Barnes & Noble and Walmart, Amazon.com, Christian bookstores throughout the nation and around the world have joined us on Princess Within.